From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Veronica Moheski. The University of Missouri has received a $500,000 grant that will help it restart a law clinic dedicated to investigating possible cases of wrongful conviction. KMIZ reports that the grant from the Department of Justice's National Institute of Justice will fund the MU Innocence Clinic. The money will pay for DNA tests on evidence involved in cases where eyewitnesses may have misidentified a suspect. Law professor Rodney Uphoff says the school will partner with the Midwest Innocence Project, a law firm that specializes in exonerating inmates who may have actually been innocent. The Kansas City School District owes the state almost $200,000 for falsifying its attendance data for 3 years in a bid to regain full accreditation. The Kansas City Star reports that the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education confirmed the amount owed yesterday. The district said last month that seven officials were involved in falsifying the data from 2013 to 2016 under former Superintendent Steve Green's leadership. Green has denied knowing that employees were tinkering with student attendance records under his watch. The manipulation led the state to overpay the district because it funds schools in part based on student attendance. Democratic State Senator Jill Shoup says she will challenge Republican U.S. Representative Ann Wagner in next year's election for Missouri's 2nd congressional seat. Shoup of Creve Coeur announced her entry into the race yesterday. She served in the Missouri House from 2008 to 2014 when she was elected to the state Senate. Wagner of Baldwin has been U.S. Representative in the 2nd District since 2012. The district includes parts of St. Louis, St. Charles, and Jefferson counties. St. Louis asked the state yesterday for $15 million in tax credits to prepare the site for the $461 million Major League Soccer Stadium in downtown St. Louis. At a hearing in Jefferson City, Otis Williams with the St. Louis Development Corporation says the city is looking for an additional $15 million in 2020.
The stadium itself will be privately financed, and so what we're looking at are the streets, bridges, bike paths, trees, typical public infrastructure is what we're asking.
The idea is to properly bookend the Gateway Arch with the public plaza, restaurants, and other commercial space, making the area near Union Station a year-round destination. The Missouri Development Finance Board could vote on whether to approve the tax credits at its next meeting on December 17th. I'm Veronica Moheski, KBIA News, Columbia.